Three kings and four hedyotos, non-kings, do not have a portion in Olam Haba. Shlosha Malachim. The three kings are as follows. Yerubbaal. Yerubbaal was the first of the Malchei Yisrael, and he was Chote Umachti as a Rabim. He caused many people to sin. Achav. Achav served Avodah Zarah. Umenashe. And Menashe was an Apikores, and he also murdered many, many people. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Menashe Yeshlo Chelek Lo'olam Haba. Rabbi Yehuda says, Menashe had a portion in Olam Haba as he did Tshuva. Shenemar, as the Pasuk said, Vayispalo Elov, Menashe Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vaye Otter Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted his tefillos, Vayishma Chinoso, he heard his pleas, Vayishivehu Yerushalayim Lemachuso, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned Menashe to Yerushalayim so that he could return to be a melech. From here we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted his tshuva. Amru lo, the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Yehuda, Lemachuso heishivo, velo lechaye ha'olam haba heishivo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned Menashe to his kingdom, but to Olam Haba he did not return him. The reason being, as Menashe did not do tshuva shlema, he didn't do a full-hearted tshuva, so therefore he has no portion in Olam Haba. Arba hedyotos, the four non-kings that do not have a portion in Olam Haba, Bilam. Bilam, although he was a guy, the Chasidei Umos HaOlam, the good Goyim, do have a portion Olam Haba, but Bilam is not one of the Chasidei Umos HaOlam. B'Doeg. Doeg does not have a portion in Olam Haba. Doeg was an advisor for Shaul HaMelech, and he said Lashon Hara, causing Nov Ir HaKohanim to be wiped out. B'Achitofel. Achitofel rebelled against Malchus Beis David, B'Gechazi. Gehazi was a Talmud of Elisha Hanavi, and he was Mevazeh Talmid Chachamim. He also caused many people to sin, so therefore these people do not have a chelek in Olam Haba. Mesechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel, Dor HaMabo, Ein Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. The generation that was wiped out by the Mabo do not have a portion in the next world. Ve'ein Omdim B'din. They don't come back to life, but Tzias HaMeisim to be judged and be punished for their Averus. Shenemar, as the Pasuk said, Lo Yadun Ruchi Ba'adam La'olam. And from here we learn, Lo Din V'lo Ruach. They won't be judged, but they also won't have Ruach Haim to come back to life by Tzias HaMeisim. Dor HaPlaga, Ein Lahem Chelek La'olam Haba. The Dor HaPlaga did not have a portion in the next world. The Dor HaPlaga built a Migdal V'rosho La'Shamayim to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayafet Hashem Oysam Misham Apnei Kol Ha'aretz. Hashem scattered them from there all over the earth. Vayafet Hashem Oysam Ba'olam Hazeh. Hashem scattered them in this world. U'misham Hepitam Hashem Lo'olam Haba. And from there Hashem scattered them. Lo'olam Haba, they don't have a chelek in Olam Haba. Anshei Sdom Ein Lahem Chelek Lo'olam Haba. The people of Sdom do not have a portion in the next world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ba'anchei Sdom Ra'im V'chatoim La'Hashem Mi'ot. Ra'im Ba'olam Hazeh V'chatoim La'olam Haba. Avo Omdim B'din. They will get up at Tzias HaMeisim to be judged, but they would not have Olam Haba. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Elu Ve'elu Ein Omdim B'din. Rabbi Nechemya says, both the Dor HaMabo and Dor HaSdom do not get up at Tzias HaMeisim to be judged for their averus. Shenema, we can learn this from the Pasuk. Akein lo yakumu Risham b'mishpat. Risham will not stand up to be judged. The Chataim ba'adat tzadikim. Chataim will not be together with the adat tzadikim. Akein lo yakumu Risham b'mishpat. This is referring to the Dor HaMabo, the Dor HaMabo. The Chataim ba'adat tzadikim. Elu anshei Sdom. So we see that both anshei Sdom and the Dor HaMabo will not get up at Tzias HaMeisim to be judged. Amru lo. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Nechemya, Einan omdim ba'adas tzadikim, avo omdim ba'adas rishon. In other words, the part of the pasuk that is referring to the Anshei Sdom, Chatam ba'adas tzadikim, just says that they will not be together with the adas tzadikim, but it doesn't say that they will not come back to life to be judged. So the Chachamim hold, they will come back to be judged and be punished for their averus. Meraglim ein lahem chelek lo'olam haba. The Meraglim do not have a portion in Olam Haba. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayamusu ha'anashim moitziei dibas ha'aretz ra b'magefa l'fnei Hashem. the people that said Lashon Hara and Eretz Yisrael died in a plague in front of Hashem. And from this pasuk we learn, Vayamusu ba'olam hazeh, they died in this world, Ba'magefa ba'olam haba. From the word magefa we learn that they will not have a portion in olam haba. Dor hamidbor ein lahem chelek la'olam haba ve'ein omdin b'din. The generation that went through the midbar with Moshe Rabbeinu and died in the midbar do not have a portion in olam haba, and they will not come back to life by Tchias HaMeisim to be judged. Shenemar b'midbar hazeh yitamu b'sham yamusu divrei Rabbi Akiva. The pasuk says, in this desert they will be wiped out, and there they will die. Rabbi Akiva learns from there that they will not have a portion in olam haba. Rabbi Eliezer Omer aleihem hu omer. Rabbi Eliezer argues. He said, about the Dor HaMidbar, it is said in Tehillim, Isfu li chasidai, korsei brisi ale zevach. Gather together my chasidim, those that were kores of bris, by a zevach, as the Dor HaMidbar. They had a zevach, as the Pasuk says, a yizbuchu zvach in shlomim, they shechted shlomim, and they were kores bris, as the Pasuk says, a yizrok alaam, by yomer hine dam habris. Moshe Rabbeinu sprinkled blood on the Dor HaMidbar, and he said, this is the Dam HaBris. So these are the people that the Pasuk is referring to, and from here we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them a portion in Olam Haba. Adas Korach Eina Asida Lalos. The Adas Korach will never get up from Gehenna. They will be in Gehenna forever. Shenemar, as the Pasuk said, Batachas Aleim HaOretz Ba'Olam Hazeh Vayovdu Mitoch HaKol La'Olam Haba Divrei Rabbi Akiva. The earth covered them up in this world, and they were lost from the Kahal in Olam Haba, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer argues, Aleimu Omer, about the Adas Korach, it says, Hashem memez umachaye, moirid sha'ol bayah. Hashem killed and brings back to life, sends down to Gehenna and brings them back up. So the Adas Korach, although they were sent down to Gehenna, they will eventually come up from Gehenna. Aseret HaShvatim Einan Asidin Lachzor. The 10 Shvatim that were sent into Golos by Sancheirut. These are all the Shvatim, except for Yehuda and Binyamin and Sheva Levi. These Aseret HaShvatim will never return from where they were sent to Golos. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayashlichem El Eret Acheret Kayom Hazeh. They were thrown to a different land like this day. Ma hayom hazeh holech ve'ina chozer. Just like this day will go by without ever returning. Af heim hochem ve'ina chozerin. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So too the Aseret HaShvatim have gone and they will never return, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer kayom hazeh. Rabbi Eliezer argues and he says, from yom hazeh we will learn out differently. Ma hayom mafel umer. Just like this day, although it will get dark, it will brighten up again in the morning. Af Aseret HaShvatim Sha'afa Lahan Ka Asid Lahar Lahan. So too the 10 Shvatim, that things had darkened for them, but things will brighten up for them. In the future, when Mashiach comes, they will return to Eretz Yisrael with the rest of Klal Yisrael.